Brian Jennings has the 8 o'clock news.
The regulatory body of the Irish horse racing has said it is shocked and appalled by the contents of an RT Investigates documentary, which aired last night. It showed serious welfare abuses and cruelty in the treatment of horses at Ireland's only licensed equine abattoir in County Kildare. The Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConlogue, says the matter is being taken seriously and will be investigated. Kate Carlin reports.
The RTE Investigates programme aired last night secretly filmed the treatment of horses at the site in Strafford. Undercover filming highlighted serious cases of animal cruelty. It also showed the activities to launder identities of horses and compromise the integrity of the human food chain. Horse Racing Ireland said the criminal behaviour shown was disgusting and it has zero tolerance for the mistreatment of horses in any circumstances. It said it will review all the issues raised and support any Department of Agriculture or Garda investigation. The Minister for Agriculture described the programme as distressing. Charlie McConlogue said a number of investigations into equine slaughter are already ongoing and any new allegations will also be thoroughly investigated.
Speaking on this programme, Director of Equine Welfare at Bloodstock at Irish Racing Ireland, John Osborne, said the revelations from the documentary were very disappointing.
We have an industry which has 30,000 people employed in it. 10,000 of those are directly in the I would call them frontline horse care workers, if you like, who are, you know, togging out again this morning, going to work and doing things to an extremely high standard, which is one of the reasons why we've built such a strong reputation as a source of horses. And that's why last night is so disappointing at a very, you know, visceral level.
Counting of votes in the European Parliament elections is entering a fifth day, with 9 seats to be filled. The distribution of the votes of those who were most recently excluded will resume in Ireland's South and Midlands North West this morning. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.
A combined total of 32 counts across both outstanding constituencies since last Sunday has whittled down the number of contenders remaining, and a clearer picture is emerging. Fianna Fáil's Barry Cowan, independent Luke Ming Flanagan and the Fine Gael pairing of Maria Walsh and Nina Carberry are all expected to take seats in Midlands North West. Independent Ireland's Kieran Maloney begins today with a lead of almost 18,000 votes over the next best-placed candidate, Sinn Féin's Michelle Gildernew. Further south, Sean Kelly remains the only MEP to have been elected. Count 17 will begin this morning with Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher ahead of Sinn Féin's Kathleen Funchen and independent Michael McNamara. Outgoing MEP Mick Wallace is almost 2,000 votes ahead of the other Fianna Fáil candidate, Cynthia Ní Mhuireacu, in what could be a tight fight for the last seat there. Pat McGrath, RTÉ News, Castlebar, County Mayo.
Talks will resume this morning between Aer Lingus management and pilots in a bid to resolve a pay dispute that could lead to strike action at the airline. Yesterday, members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association at Aer Lingus voted in favour of industrial action, up to and including the withdrawal of labour. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Following the endorsement of industrial action by its members, the Irish Airline Pilots Association said it would announce in due course what form this action would take. The union is required to give Aer Lingus at least 7 days' notice if members are planning to go on strike. The airline has warned that any such action would have a severe impact on customers. Last week, IALPA rejected a Labour Court recommended 9.25% pay increase, well below the almost 24% that the pilots have been seeking. Aer Lingus has described the pay demands as exorbitant and untenable. Management and pilots met for several hours yesterday in a bid to resolve the dispute. The talks are due to resume later this morning.
Ireland's women's 4x400 metre relay team claimed silver on the last night of the European Athletics Championship in Rome to help the national team to its most successful Europeans to date. The team of Sophie Becker, Rashidat Adeleke, Phil Healy and Charlene Maudsley set a new Irish record and pushed the gold medal winning Dutch team all the way. Kate Farley reports.
It was always going to be a tall order for Ireland to chase down the Dutch favourites in the 4x400 metres. But in the anchor leg, Charlene Maudsley came very close. The thrilling race produced a time of 3:22.71 for the girls in green, smashing the previous Irish record. This silver makes it a record haul of 4 medals for Ireland in these championships. Adding to the mixed relay gold, Kieran McGean's 1500 metre gold and Rashida Adeleke's individual 400 metre silver.
Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
A wet start to the day with rain becoming widespread, especially in the southwest, with spot flooding likely. Becoming drier this afternoon. A breezy day with highest temperatures, 13 to 18 degrees. And there's a warning that south to southeast winds will reach gale force 8 at times on Irish coastal waters from Strangford Loch to Howth Head to Roches Point and on the Irish Sea.